I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I'm talking this week about becoming a visionary, asking God to give you a vision of what He wants you to do, and then not being afraid to step out on faith and do it. Many times we fail to soar like an eagle because we're afraid to take any risk. Here's another excuse that can keep you mired in mediocrity. I don't have the talent or abilities or experience that it takes to be a visionary. Maybe you're thinking, people who take risk are gifted in some way or another. I don't have any special gifts. I'm just an ordinary person who can do ordinary things in an ordinary way. Well, if this is your excuse, you are without excuse. Because listen to what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. How many examples do you want of how God uses ordinary people? Start with Peter, James, and John, uneducated fishermen. Consider Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, all great-grandmothers in the lineage of Jesus Christ, and all totally unqualified for the job. The Bible and church history are replete with examples of people who were used mightily by God in small and large ways, even though they didn't have the right credentials, the right education, the right skills or abilities. That way, God gets the glory. Are you thinking, if I were in my 20s, well, then I could do something great for the Lord, but it's too late now. I'm too old to ask for a vision. Consider Caleb, who after 40 years of wandering in the desert is allowed to go in the Promised Land. So now 85 years old, Caleb goes to Joshua and says, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. If you've been using age or some disability as your excuse for not asking God for a vision, pray, God, give me this hill. Give me a vision of what you want to do with me now, at this age, in this time. And He will do it, I promise. You can find a copy of this devotional at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.